Good morning, you're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD, here when you need us. I'm Dana Erskine, and still in studio we have Steve King and Johnny Putman from all over, from WGN Chicago. Y'all are authors, broadcasters, and then you're members of the WGN Chicago Walk of Fame as well.
Yes, that was a cool award, because they made big bronze plaques and put them in the cement so that people who didn't like us could come and put their cigarettes out on us.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Or if you were like me, you'd go out with a little whisk brush and brush it off every day, you know, to be sure that it looked good.
Oh,
you know?
I love it.
And they gave us each our own plaque, even though we were at WGN Radio for over 30 years and still are there. But we were there as a duo. Mm-hmm. But it was really nice that they gave us our
In fact, that was kind of weird to think about, because just recently WGN Radio celebrated its 100th anniversary.
Okay.
And we realized we've been a part of that radio station for at least a third of that
history.
100 years.
Yes, history.
And so we tell the kids that we work with now, because we do go back and we do vacations and we do fill-ins, holiday fill-ins and such, and so they'll come up to us and say, "So what about?" And we say, "Yes, we know where the bodies are buried, but it'll be in our book, so we're not going to tell you right now." Yeah. But of course, working overnight, and that was our choice, being a couple, we felt that if anybody was going to work overnight, it really should be a couple, because it can wreck a marriage if you're living on the other side of the clock. So I think we were able to do it all those years because we were married.
Absolutely.
We did our show prep at home, and then we would get to work. And
if one of us was a little dopey that night, the other one would kind of
dopey. Prop
them up.
I cornered the market on that. Sleepy is another thing. He's a night owl. I'm not so much. So there were those times when he would say, "Okay,
gotta wake
got
up.
Four more hours, you know." Aww. Or he would just pick up the ball and run with it, and I would just kind of get my second wind.
Yeah.
And then vice versa. You weren't feeling 100%, then it was my turn to carry the ball.
But I'm going to do a little bit of a segue. You were talking about this being National DJ Month.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big things that has changed, and one of the reasons we enjoy coming back here, is because what you're doing right now is live radio.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It used to be live radio when Johnny and I started.
Everywhere.
Right now, sadly, a lot of the radio stations are no longer locally owned, and there's some syndicated or tape programming or something like that. Live radio that serves its local audience, sadly now, is a rarity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really feel for a lot of small towns where they only have syndicated programming coming in. For example, let's use Iowa as an example. People in Iowa, we found, especially on the all-night show, because we were heard in 38 states and parts of Canada, even before there was the internet, the signal was so strong. And we felt if there was a tornado in Iowa, we got to give them that information, because guess what? They don't have a local radio station that's telling them that there's a tornado there or there's a train wreck over in Wisconsin. We need to cover that. That's our duty, being a Midwest blowtorch, because they don't have that information at their fingertips. And then that also made us realize how fortunate we were to have that information 24/7.
No, absolutely. And, that's one of the things here at WKGC that we always want to try to do. And we want to be there. You know, our slogan is "Here when you need us." And I know after Hurricane Michael.
The station really did shine.
This was the only station in this area that really served the well, with all due respect to the other radio stations. But as Dizzy Dean, a baseball announcer, once said, "It ain't bragging if you done it."
And you done it.
WKGC did it.
Yeah. No, and I know at the time I wasn't there, but I remember, tuning in and listening and whenever I was out of town, like letting people know, you know, if you did get that signal, like, "Hey, WKGC," like they've got the information. And so I think it's, like you said, it's so important to be that voice for the people. So
I think it's also important, and we might put this out there as we are into hurricane season, get yourself a battery operated radio, because if you're depending on your cable to give you information, you know, your cable's going to go out. My girlfriend lives in Santa Rosa, California, and she's frequently surrounded by wildfires, And often she has told me if it wasn't for the little transistor radio that she grew up listening to the Chicago Cubs on, she would not know what was happening around her. But she could get the radio station out of San Francisco and mm-hmm. they would give her details. But she said, I would sit in my garage with my little battery-operated radio.
Yeah.
And that's when you realize just how important radio is and can be to a community.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to segue back to what you were talking about when we first sat down, how things were when we got into radio. And throw something at me if you want me to shut up and you need to break.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good.
When I started in radio, and you were just showing me this wonderful new studio setup with a glass control board with glass faders and everything. When I started in radio, I had three turntables, and if we were going to take calls, because we didn't have a 7-second delay, I had two reel-to-reel tape recorders. I had to put the tape on one of the tape recorders, then run it all the way over to the second tape recorder. So I'd be talking with Dana. It would start recording on the first tape recorder, and the distance between the two recorders allowed for a 7-second delay. Then I would pot that second tape recorder up, and that was the conversation you heard on the air.
Yeah.
That's how we did calls to avoid people saying bleepity bleep bleep bleep.
Mm-hmm. And then 10 years later, I did the exact same thing using cart machines, cartridges versus reel to reel. And I mean, you take a phone call and it, you know, somebody thought they were going to be smart and say something that you couldn't say on the radio, and you hit that little magic button. It's wild. I never really understood how it worked, but it was amazing how simple it was, and it did exactly what it was supposed to do. And now it's so incredibly sophisticated. You just have a panic button.
It is. It really is. And like you, I'm like, I have no idea how this works. I just know that if something happens, you press this button, and it will drop like the last 7 to like 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm like, that's my safety net.
Right. Well, quick story. I was on the air on WGN Radio, and I was looking down and reaching up to hit my microphone on, and I accidentally hit a panic button. Mm. Now, this wasn't the 7-second. This was the, oh, my gosh, there's something terrible happening.
Oh,
I'm
no.
being held at gunpoint or, you know, serious stuff. And I look up, and there are security guards and German shepherds all around me. And I turned off my mic and I said, I'm fine. And they said, back away from the console, because they thought there could be somebody at my feet.
Yeah.
Holding me hostage.
Oh, my gosh.
And thanks to me, there's now a little plastic cover over every one of the panic buttons, because the whole building was, something big is happening downstairs.
Oh, no.
And it was just a stupid, I'm reading and
then you accidentally like come across it. No,
yeah.
I've done that before.
Big old fingernail hit it. And I was like, I'm sorry.
No, there's a button on the keyboard that will, it'll play the system. And so if you press it, it'll skip a song. And I'm like, let's move this to the side. Let's not touch it.
Yes.
But no, it is so cool to see the way radio has started and then come now full circle. And again, thank you guys for coming in and talking about your experiences on radio and just for being so nice and being so awesome.
Well, I think I told you yesterday that A Small Crazy World, our family friends, I found out after we knew her for years, her father came up with the term disc jockey. He was a radio announcer in Chicago, and he had big wax discs that he would be playing. And he said, I'm like a jockey riding a horse, but I'm riding a disc. And that was back in the 20s. And from then on, people embraced the term disc jockey, which became DJ and all of the above.
No, I love that. That is so cool. And when we were talking about that yesterday and you told me, I was like, that's really funny.
Yeah, you don't think about those things.
No, you really don't. You really don't think about like where certain terms come from. But I love that. And I just love the expertise that y'all bring here to the show. I love it.
We better work on that, Steve.
But you talk about some of the technological change. And again, throw something at me if you need a break. One of the things that drove home the point of how important the internet was to us was one night we were on the air and there was a bombing or something that had happened over in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about it. I get an email message from a guy who was listening to us on his computer a block away from where the bombing happened. He was over in Jerusalem.
Oh, wow.
I emailed him back and I said, can we get a phone number from you? And I had our producer call him back. So we got a live, on-the-spot report with this guy on the phone from Jerusalem. And that was one of the reasons. I think that was one of the first times it drove home the point to us that, yeah, this internet thing is going to be around for a while, and this is a good thing, and you can communicate with people around the world. So, yay. Mm-hmm.
No, absolutely. And, no, I love that, and that is just, it's so cool the way, like I said, the way everything has kind of transitioned and technology has advanced in that sense.
So let me just say, hello, Chicago, because we know we got a lot of people from Chicago listening this morning.
Hi, Chicago.
and that's so cool, too, that they can just go to the computer and click on your website.
Absolutely,
web, and boom,
yes.
There we are.
Yeah. No, I love it. Yeah, anytime, you know, if you are not able to be in your car, if you are out of town, you can always listen at wkgc.org/HD1stream. Mm-hmm. But we will take a quick break. Okay. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about the Les Paul memoir that y'all wrote about. And then we'll listen to a cut from him as well. All in the mix.